Okay, here we are, day three of the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival 2018 in Atlantic City at the Showboat Hotel and Casino. Hollow Knight Network is speaking with Mike Yannette from HD Halloween Inc. And tell me a little bit about what you got going on. You guys have a really impressive booth over there. There's dragons and friggin' birds that look at you when you walk by them and all kinds of crazy shit. I was shooting some footage and as I came around, the bird followed the camera, and I know that wasn't supposed to happen. The bird didn't do it on purpose. It's just the timing of it was eerie. So tell me a little bit about how you guys got to be having such an awesome booth here and what you've got going on at New Jersey Horror Con.
Well, believe it or not, I started in the haunted attractions business. Actually, when I was very, very young, my dad and I started with a little home haunt. It was, you know, very small. But I always enjoy doing it. I also enjoy a lot of haunted attractions. Like my number one of all time was still Castle Dracula at Wildwood.
Nice.
It was the very first one I was introduced to. I mean, some people say, oh, the Haunted Mansion, Disney. No. Castle Dracula, flat out, was my favorite. And ever since then, it was kind of a passion of mine. Mm. And then ever since, I wanted to, you know, capture more of that. And I always wanted to do it as a dream job.
Sure.
So years have passed, and I actually got more of elaborate of a home haunt. And to the point where I did an all-outside 13-scene haunt.
Wow.
Never charged admission because, A, I had to have a license, an entertainer's license to charge admission. So it was all, you know, all my own collection.
All the bureaucracy, right?
Yeah. So then I met my wife, now my wife, and then it was my last year that I actually ran it. And we had about 1,000 people come into my place all Halloween night from between 7 and 11 at night.
Wow.
And I shut it down. I, you know, took a little bit of a hiatus for a couple of years and then decided, you know what, I really want to go back into it. So then I started doing acting for Forest of Fear.
Oh, nice. In Sterling Forest.
Yes.
Wow, I've got to go up there all the time, yeah. Man. That place is great.
No, it's fantastic. I mean, fantastic group work in there. I mean, between that and the guys at the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah.
And then I stopped doing that because I became a father.
Sure. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. And then and I was working at different various companies like Party City, Spirit Halloween, ever since I was younger.
Right.
And I always thought to myself, like, you know, I go to different places, different haunts, and you never see that stuff for sale for other haunters.
Right, right.
And unless you go to those particular shows or you know somebody, you're never really able to get, like, a good feel of what you can get.
Right, right.
So my idea was I networked up with a buddy of mine. And we thought, you know what, let's start a business that actually goes to those guys,
mm-hmm.
gets the better quality stuff, the better quality masks, better quality props, and then eventually we'll get those and then start making our own.
Nice, nice.
Fortunately, we haven't gotten into making our own yet.
Okay.
There are things that I do, like our horror weapon line.
Uh-huh.
What I do is I work with a supplier, a very good friend of mine. And I take all his stuff and I gore it up, blighty it all up, just like, you know, you never want to get something right out of a box. I
mean, right,
you
know,
make it like it's been used. So I'll do stuff like that. And we also partnered up with a guy out of Las Vegas and doing backdrops.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's why your booth is so awesome over there?
Oh, yeah. we do ones that are based off of the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
We do other ones like Tower of Terror, stuff like that. I mean, it's all different, so this way we don't get in trouble.
And you know what's crazy is some of those are getting shut down, some of those rides and attractions at Disney and the famous parks are going away, so now you're going to have the nostalgia factor going on.
Correct.
Too.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And then you all cosplay while you're here as well, or just are you the main cosplayer, or how does that work?
Believe it or not, I wouldn't even call it the main cosplayer. What I do is alternate alias is actually our mascot, Thanatos, the god of death.
Nice.
Which I go around to all the different shows, and I'll stalk around for a couple of hours. I'll take photos with everybody. I'll be in the booth, particularly in front of the Dracula's Castle backdrop that I designed. Nothing to do with Dracula's Castle Wild, but more like it's all based on Castlevania video game series.
Sure, yeah, of course, dude. I was about to say, if we're going Alucard, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, me personally, I wanted to make one that was going to really speak to everyone, and with the success of Castlevania right now, particularly with the Netflix show, it was getting a lot of good hits. A lot of people love it. So I was like, you know what? Let me design one that's kind of loosely based on it, but more with the Vlad the Impaler legend.
Sure, okay, nice.
So I make sure that's always in front of that one because there's, it looks really cool,
yeah.
Particularly with all the lights we put on it. But the backdrops, believe it or not, I mean, I know guys who go back and forth, they'll spend $700-$800 for these things.
Yeah.
Mine, $175.
Wow.
For a 7x8.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have over 100 different styles on our website.
Nice. All right, so this is all this. This is the wisdom of the road here, guys at home. What you're hearing is when you hear the levels that you can find those great deals, you network, you find the right person who's got the right product for you, now it becomes part of your infrastructure. You know, these are the steps it takes. So anyone at home who's thinking, I love all this shit too, do your homework, do your research, mm-hmm. talk to people like Mike, come to places like HorrorCon and come check out their booth. What has been your favorite part of the con so far this year? Is there anything that stood out to you here? We're on day three, so when we do a day three interview, you have the advantage of having the whole weekend behind you so much already. Anything standing out so far?
Believe it or not, the one thing that's standing out more, at least for this year for New Jersey HorrorCon, there's a lot more guys like myself that are selling more of the masks, but also there's a lot more of the artists that are doing it.
Yeah.
And that's what I like to see. I don't want to see the generic stuff that you can basically get anywhere.
Right, right.
I like to see stuff that, you know, you're actually able to go out there, you get something that's unique, because you don't find a lot of the unique stuff around anymore. Everybody wants cookie cutter, and I want just like that. No, you want to make it your own.
Right.
And I've been networking with a lot of guys here this show. They're coming to my booth, you know, we're working stuff out, wheeling and dealing, and it's been great.
Nice.
And, you know, also, the thing about this show is there's a whole lot of camaraderie when it comes to this kind of genre.
Right.
And you'll get anything from pop culture to the hardcore.
Yeah, yeah.
And me personally, I'm always about the hardcore.
Nice. So. Okay. You know, and you're among friends here, and it's not always the case, so that definitely works out. Where can people go to find out more about you guys online if they're hearing this and they say, holy shit, I want to see all these things they're talking about. I want to see some of the awesome pictures that our friends from Gorgeous LLC are going to be taking of us hanging out with the clowns from Lancaster, PA out here. Where can people go to find out more about you guys?
Well, you can go to a couple places. You can go to www.hdhalloween.com. You can also go on Facebook at HD Halloween Inc., as well as our mascot, Thanatos G-O-D HD Halloween on Facebook and also on Instagram. You'll get two unique experiences with both Facebooks. The HD Halloween Facebook will be a lot of live videos from myself, different photos taken, photo ops with different actors.
Nice.
And also with Thanatos. Thanatos is more along the lines of the first person of Thanatos himself.
Okay.
He likes to talk to his people. He likes to talk to his followers. I mean, he's got a death. I mean, he loves that kind of shit. So,
very cool.
But yeah, and you know, he's been getting a lot of really good feedback, particularly on the haunt scene.
Yeah.
People love taking photos with him. Mm. People love him talking. I mean, now we actually have him talking.
Okay.
Going around, because in the past I've been trying to figure out a good way for him to be heard, because I also do voice acting.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And like, if you go on our website, the first thing you hear is the voice of the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that all the time for different people. And then, you know, with Thanatos, it's very similar.
Yeah, yeah.
But more in your face. You see something, you want it to hear it talk.
Right,
you want it
right.
to get interactive.
Sure.
And that's the best thing we could possibly do for a character like that.
Cool.
So you go on to that, you'll be able to do it. We're also going to start selling T-shirts for them, too.
Nice.
Because everybody's like, do you have anything like that? I loved your design. I was like, no, we're going to do T-shirts. I think we're working on a deal for a little action figure.
Nice. So nice. Awesome,
that'll be really cool to see.
And with 3D printers, man, you can wind up doing that shit yourself, too. Very cool. So everybody out there who's listening to this, you want to learn more, check out their website. Favorite scary movie before you go? What's your favorite scary movie?
Believe it or not, I am very partial to old school, the horror Dracula, Christopher Lee.
Nice.
Old Hammer horror movies.
Wow, man. All right. We're going down into the classic pile right there.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, guys. Well, thank you very much for stopping by and hanging out
thank
the Hollow Knight Network.
Me.
We're covering live on the ground here at New Jersey HorrorCon Film Festival 2018. More to come. The screams have not stopped yet.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com. where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine!